going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
NFL insider Jordan Schultz had this to say yesterday. George Pickens is one intriguing name to watch. Pittsburgh has taken and made calls on the talented wide receiver, who's now extension eligible. After paying Metcalf, league sources are skeptical the Steelers will pay two receivers, end quote. Packers reportedly would be interested. They have the 54th pick in the draft. The Cowboys, well, I don't know if they're actually interested or not, but Jerry Jones says he's got a couple of player trades, big player trades in the works. I don't know what to believe with that guy. Drinking. He's probably drinking whiskey. He probably did it as a Zoom call on his yacht.
Yes.
Half naked.
Yep. Why half naked?
That sun beating down on his chest. Before we get into the George Pickens stuff, Doran and I were talking, Pat. This is tremendous. Open the windows and just take your shirt off while you're walking around the house weather. Just get those nipples out. Walk around.
You do that? You take your
you
shirt off?
You get hit by the breeze.
No, but I open the windows. I'm not really interested in...
You don't walk around shirtless?
No.
They weren't doing that back in Lancaster back in the day? I got family in Uniontown. They never wear shirts. Their entire lives, the men, never wearing shirts.
The men.
Never wearing shirts. I love going shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
In the evening, like tonight, the NFL draft.
Yeah, you're going to be watching it shirtless.
Windows open, Steelers hat on, shirtless, with a cold one in my hand.
Yeah.
Non-alcoholic.
Cold Guinness Zero.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Are you still drinking that slop?
Guinness Zero?
Yeah.
I'm off the booze since my friend's wedding. Just need to dry out a little bit. Been a couple of weeks. What do we make of Jordan Schultz's report? And then George Pickens has unfollowed the Steelers on Instagram for what feels like the 15th time now in 3 years. I know, Doran, you don't want them to trade him. I don't want them to trade him. But there's enough smoke now that it makes you wonder, depending on what the offer is.
I just think it would be stupid. You're putting yourself in a position you were in last year where you have one receiver you can rely on. Why would you, now you have two, why would you go back to what the situation was last year, especially if Mason Rudolph is your quarterback this year? Give him all the resources possible. You want to be a two-receiver team. You have to be a two-receiver team. And DK Metcalf, maybe he can hold up more than, you know, whoever Van Jefferson was last year. Of course he can if George Pickens gets hurt. But if, you know, DK Metcalf gets hurt, George Pickens can hold. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me why you would give away a talented receiver to maybe draft a younger receiver and waste a pick whenever you have so many other needs.
And it ain't your usual wide receiver class.
Right.
It's just not. Like, they had Jaden Higgins in for a visit from Iowa State. I like him. They had Jalen Noel in from Iowa State. I like him. They had Matthew Golden in. I think that's probably a pipe dream from Texas. Abuka could be there in round one. But what you would be doing is creating a hole. And it's not impossible to pay two wide receivers. I would guess right now that they probably won't pay George Pickens at the end of the year. But let him play it out. See what it looks like. Worst case scenario is he walks away, you get a third round comp pick. Because you're going to get a second or a third round pick, probably a third, for George Pickens now. Why not let him play out the year and then get the third round pick later?
If only to see how it works too, right? I mean, with him and DK, like, let's see how it works this year. I mean, if they can coexist, if there's enough to go around, if he rises to the occasion in a contract year and performs well and is mature, perhaps he does play his way into to getting paid. Right? Prove it. It's a prove it year for him.
Cap's going up, whether it's this year or next year, they're gonna have a rookie quarterback contract.
Yeah, I wouldn't cut bait right now with that. I wouldn't cut bait with it. I think there's more smoke than fire there, but it makes sense. I mean, he's had a history of being disgruntled. They've got a number one now. Like, it's great pre-draft fodder to say, oh, the Steelers could move Pickens. And I'm sure people have inquired. You'd be stupid not to.
And I'm sure that they've shopped him a little
bit. You'd be dumb not to.
You'd be dumb not to, especially if you think that you can't pay him. But again, even if you can't, you can still get a third-round comp pick. And I apologize for texting. I got a plumber showing up at my house. And they called me instead of my wife, and I had to tell them to call my wife. You're creating a hole. You're creating a hole in a year where you have 6 picks. Next year, you have 11 picks. You have 6 picks this year, and we have already acknowledged that they are quarterback needy and are going to take one at some point. They are running back needy and are probably going to take one at some point. And their visits tell us all this. They are defensive line needy, and we'd like them ideally to take 2. Now you want to not say, oh, we could use a wide receiver, but we need one? We need one. No, I don't think you do that. I don't think you do that. And Doran, you changed my mind a couple of months ago on this one. I was all aboard the trade George Pickens Express. But I also, from a purely entertainment standpoint, would not mind seeing Aaron Rodgers, if he's the pick, the quarterback, excuse me, or Shador Sanders, or, my God, give Mason Rudolph some help. I want to see Metcalf and Pickens.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you want to see Metcalf and Pickens? If you're ultimately going to get a third-round pick either way for George Pickens, if he walks next year or if you trade him now, let's watch George Pickens play with DK Metcalf. And that's going to help out your running back. That's going to help out your offensive line. That's going to help out your quarterback. The list goes on. And I think he's motivated this year because he's not a dummy. He's not a dumb guy. Motivated this year in a contract year, I'm going to put my best foot forward.
I would love to be on the opposite side of DK Metcalf. I know I'm going to get so many targets. Everybody's going to double him.
He should be thrilled.
I'd be so excited going into this year, knowing that I could get paid next year and having DK Metcalf. Okay, sure. My target share may change a little bit. It may, you know, get cut 25% or whatever, but I'm going to be open a lot more. A lot more. I'm not going to worry about double teams as much.
Oh, my God.
It's a great situation to be in.
It's an even better situation if you take a running back at 21 and you got a horse back there.
Exactly.
You can run the ball. Even though Warren's consistently graded out as one of the more explosive backs. If he's healthy.
And we're shifting the conversation here, or I guess now
they're
I
taking
am.
They're taking Hampton or Milroe at 21.
Look, even if they don't take a running back at 21, but you get Judkins, let's say, at 83.
That's fine.
Judkins? And let's say you draft Sanders 21st, right? Play along with me here, guys. Or, for the sake of this, Milroe at 21, even though I think that would be a reach. That guy with Judkins and Pickens and Metcalf and Freiermuth in a line that, well, hasn't come together, has pedigree, is in so much better of a situation than Kenny Pickett was in.
Oh, yeah.
Night and day difference. Walking into that compared to running into that.
You don't say.
I don't know that Kenny would have worked out. I always throw that disclaimer on there, but he absolutely 100% did not have the best opportunity to work out here.
No question.
The line was in shambles. You had a running back who averaged 3.9 yards per carry. Deontay Johnson ran backwards and fumbled the football and would quit.
Dropped it, too.
Dropped it a lot, too. Yeah, that's right. Particularly in critical moments.
I've now been totally moved off my spot. I'd take D-tackle at 21 if it were me. But I'm with you. I keep Pickens. I go running back or quarterback at 21.
Need playmakers. Not saying the defensive linemen aren't playmakers, but
I just would have liked to see them be more aggressive in free agency at D-tackle.
Right.
Guys that score touchdowns.
Yep. That's how I look at it.
And I get that. And I can see that argument. I absolutely can.
You also can control the game by being an offensive team, too,
mm-hmm.
instead of being controlling a game as a defensive team that clearly hasn't worked for you. So now it's time to take the game to the opponent.
Yeah,
play some offense.
And having a good defense doesn't mean we got to hold you to 10 points, but it means if we score 24 and we get up on you early.
Do they have a good defense?
T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith can pin your ears back. They might be better designed for what we're talking about right now. Go get the quarterback when we've got a lead.
Right. Playmakers, turnovers, like splash plays, that's what they are on defense. No defense, quite frankly, except for the 85 Bears and maybe the Ravens in 2000 are good enough to play 90 snaps right. a game and be good. You know, it's just the game's too weighted towards the offense nowadays. It just is.
No, you can't defend
every
play to grass.
If you're effective offensively and you can score and you let your pass rushers play in situational and one-dimensional situations, that's when the Steelers are good. So, yeah, I mean, this is adding up to where we think it's going to go.
I can't wait.
Watch it go the opposite direction.
Yep.
But
can I ask Pat a question here?
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow morning? You want to be part of this thing? I put him on the spot on the air. We'll talk about it off the air.
Sure.
Might be good to have
happy to.
Our guy Pat come in tomorrow. I don't know if Mackey's coming in.
I think he is.
Oh. Well, then maybe never mind.
What time's he come in?
I don't know. 9 to 10?
Come in from 7 to 9.
There you go. 7 to 9. That's Jeff Fisher's most common record. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Sorry, Jeff. Don't know why I had to take a shot at you there. Here's a text. Real quick, what do you guys think of Cam Scadabo in the middle later rounds? I mean, I think he's kind of white Najee Harris.
Yeah, he's taxed. I mean, said this from the jump. I think that he has a lot of mileage on him.
I want a guy who can run
and
away from a
Genty
defense.
Doesn't?
Yeah, but he can run away from a defense.
Right.
He's not that fast.
What?
Oh. He's not. What'd he run?
Did he run?
Mm-mm.
I think he'd probably run like a 4.41, 4.4 flat.
I know Hampton isn't. Breakaway fast. I watched him play.
Fast, better than Najee, clearly.
Oh, I don't think either of them are faster than Jalen Warren.
But we're talking about Cam Scadabo too. And
right, but when you say taxed, I mean
he's had a lot of carries.
So is Genty. It's a lot of carries, man.
Genty broke away from a lot of
he's
Cam Scadabo was moving the ball down the field inch by inch. Genty would break one off. Like if we go to probably a lot of carries, but not as much pounding. As
true.
Scadabo has got.
True.
Would you trade George Pickens for the 44th or 54th pick in the draft? 412-928-9370.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
412-928-9370, the number to get involved. Should the Steelers trade George Pickens if it would net them a second-round pick? That's also the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Dorn and I are in agreement with no. I don't know that I got Pat's. We got Pat's opinion on that. I might have been zoning out talking about plumbing and reaching out to my plumber. Did you say trade him or no?
Don't trade him.
Did you say it before too and I missed it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't trade him.
That's why I apologized.
How's your plumbing?
I hate when people are at my house that aren't my family and I'm not there. You know, in case you need the muscle.
Yeah, what would you do?
You afraid they're going to burn you with a cigarette?
No, I just... Doran knows that, of course, the working man loves the cigarettes. The radio hosts love the Zins. We were just talking about that off the air. No, I just... Doran knows I like to be in control. I like to drive my own car. I like to tell people where to stand and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And offer bottles of water, perhaps a lemonade.
So why'd you schedule this time then?
You got to get it done. It's going to take like 2.5 days. Got to get the, the air conditioning unit replaced and the furnace.
Mm.
My God. And we got the dog and the baby. I might stay here all day. Is Pomp in? Maybe Starkey wants me to hang out with him for 4 hours.
TK in?
Get TK in here too? I got to talk to TK.
He'll end up drowning you. Drown that guy.
I'm going to drown that guy.
You know what I had to do yesterday?
Voice.
I ran to the hardware store.
Which one? Rawlier's?
Rawlier's.
Yeah, great spot.
Yes, it is.
I got myself a bag of sand and some rocks to put around the air conditioning unit.
A bag of sand and some rocks.
And this after, I got 40 bags of mulch last weekend.
Did you? Did you pull up and open the old trunk?
Of course I did.
You didn't carry it in. I mean, did you pick up the sand? Put it in the cart?
Well, I pulled the cart right next to where the sand was, and I had to move it 4 inches. The problem was the woman who was checking me out, and I mean, you know... Scanning the barcode there at good old Rolliers. I had to lift each bag up so that she could scan them, and God, did I feel like a sissy man. Because they're 50-pound bags.
Right. I didn't know if you had trouble picking that up.
I did. I have the kyphosis. Don't make fun of me for my disability.
You have no biceps or triceps either.
And a bad back.
Yep.
I'm going to die young. NFL draft, 11 hours and 34 minutes away. Might they trade George Pickens? Between now and then, Pittsburgh Phil wants to talk about it. Hi, Pittsburgh Phil.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This phone call is nothing about the draft.
Oh.
Although there are a couple players that I think are busts. But
who do you think's a bust, Pittsburgh Phil?
Milrow, he's a bust. He can't win a game to save his life. I don't like the way he plays football. He reminds me of like, he'll be like a Baker Mayfield.
Baker threw 40 touchdowns last year.
Listen, forget about it. He'll never win a Super Bowl. He'll never win a Super Bowl. Forget about it. He's one of those guys.
Anybody else, Pittsburgh, Philly, you think is going to be a bust?
Yeah, I called about thoroughbred racing the first May, Saturday in May. That's my meet.
Great. See ya.
Yeah, nice. Is he a jockey?
No, so I was kind of, is he talking about like non-sporting event things like we were talking about earlier?
Oh, shoot, that might be it.
Because I was going to say the Derby, but that's a sporting event. I mean, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's a, I mean the horses are the real athletes. There, the jockeys are fine. I'm proud of them too.
But no, if I may, jockeys terribly overrated. And this coming from a crew coxswain, like they could win without me because they pull a lot of water. You want to impress me? You want to impress me, horses? Go run around the track without a damn jockey. What do I got to do? Be short and sit?
You could be a jockey.
You could be a jockey.
Are there better jockeys than not? Probably.
Yes,
fair enough.
Are.
But like, okay, what do you have to do? You have to be short and not fall off.
Yeah, I don't want to hate on him.
But I'm like, hating on him.
Yeah.
Totally overrated the jockey.
I would put the Derby right
jockeys,
there with the like the NFL draft.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's kind of more
of an event.
Event than it is a sporting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's where he was going before you rudely cut him off.
Well, we're talking draft, we're talking trading Pickens, and my man wants to talk about thoroughbred racing. But
you're a thoroughbred.
Damn right. If not for the kyphosis, I would have been a great jockey. John and Venetia. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you. Do you want to talk about curling or something?
No. You know, I'm going to get back to the topic at hand with George Pickens, and I'm going to respectfully disagree with Mr. Bostic here. The Steelers should absolutely trade George for several reasons. Number one, he couldn't even show up on time last season. What do you think he's going to do this coming season, especially when he's playing second fiddle to DK? They're not going to extend him after this coming season. And what I'd like you gentlemen to do me a favor and Google Mike Singletary's legendary rant from 2008.
Yeah, 49ers. Yeah, he pulled his ass out.
Well, no, we'll play his rant. It's like 1 minute long, and it's classic, and it holds true for Pickens, too. You cannot win championships with guys like that. So, no, absolutely trade him and get a second-round pick.
All right, thank you for the call.
That's a good point, and I respect his respectful disagreement. And I have the same issues with George Pickens about his...
How could you not? Yeah.
About his antics, his character at times, his demeanor. I am of the mindset that this is a year to find out. His back's against the wall. He's got a true number one here. He's either going to rise to the occasion or he's not. And you're going to get at least a third-round pick for him at the end of next year. He's a freak talent. I don't think they're winning a Super Bowl this year. Now, they could surprise people. Who knows? But I'm inclined to see how that dynamic works, is what I'm saying. And I think what you're saying, and I think what you're saying.
Yes. And
it is too intriguing to not let it, to not see how it goes.
If he's a jerkwad this year,
he's gone.
You could also trade him at the deadline if it's going to be more than a third round pick. And if not, you wait until the end of the season. You're not winning the Super Bowl this year either way. By the way, Mike Singletary is a head coach, 18-22.
Yeah.
Heck of a player, heck of a figure in the game of football. He makes really good points. All coaches make really good points, but you have to deal with the situation at hand in the present time. Is he in his current state good enough, consistent enough to help you win a championship? No, but there's enough there that you want to see if he can get there. I know it's 3 years in now, but now you've got a proven veteran opposite him. You're probably going to have, you think you're going to have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. If it's not him, it's Mason Rudolph, who's a veteran quarterback that knows the system, knows Pittsburgh.
Does throw a good deep ball,
too. Throws a good deep ball. It's now or never in Pittsburgh for George Pickens. Sink or swim, man. And I want to see him swim.
Yep.
I want to see him swim. Like, I think a lot of people want to see him swim. Okay, grow up, man. We've seen the videos of him working out, working on his route running, like, getting the lab. I'm not following the Steelers on Instagram, whatever, man. Like, just go out, play, do your job, keep your mouth shut. And do what you do best, which is go up and make plays, period.
One more thing on this. All the people who have argued the Steelers don't spend enough money on offense are now saying, oh, dear, whoa, 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 you can't.
Can't pay him.
You can't pay two wide receivers. You absolutely can. And if he can walk the straight and narrow this year, and I'm dubious about that. Like, I don't know that he can. But if he walks straight and narrow this year, puts up over 1,000 yards, don't know who the quarterback is, but you get what I'm saying. Is that not the ideal situation for QB1, whether you draft that guy this year or next year? Now you've got Metcalf for 4 or 5 years. You've got George Pickens signed to a new deal. Win with offense. All these people, win with offense, win with offense, win with offense. Okay, go do it then. Put your money where your mouth is. It might not work out. Okay, if it doesn't, you get the third round pick, the compensatory pick. 412-928-9370 is the phone number that I mumbled out of my mouth. And people now texting in defending jockeys. So I think our show's in a really good spot right now. Great draft coverage.
I defended jockeys.
I like how he says our. Like, you're the one who did it.
You just trashed jockeys, right. And you are one.
I mean, just sit on a horse.
No.
And you just sat in a kayak.
It wasn't a kayak.
What's that? What's the technical term?
We just called them the shells. I don't know what they were actually called. It was like, you go grab the shell.
You were a hell of a coxswain. Really.
They could have won or lost with or without me.
They wrote.
That's not necessarily true.
I was there for the vibes.
And great vibes.
The direction.
You think that's to blame for some of your kyphosis?
Coxing?
My kid's here. I got to go. Trey's here.
Oh, Trey's here.
He is.
He was talking about.
You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, I've got my list of 8 guys that I could see the Steelers taking 21st overall. Dorn and I have discussed. We'll bring it to Pat Bostick's attention.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right. I have put together a list of 8 guys. I believe one of these 8 men will be a Pittsburgh Steeler by 11 o'clock tonight. Are you ready for it, Pat Bostick?
I've never been more ready for anything in my whole life.
Doran Dickerson, are you ready for it?
Of course.
Trey Bostick is here. He is Pat Bostick's son. He's going to be thrilled because he is a big Jackson Dart guy. And I think Jackson Dart is one of the 8 possibilities that the Steelers could select 21st overall. I'll just go through the list.
Let's do it.
And then we'll shoot the breeze about it. Amarian Hampton, he was in for a visit.
Mm-hmm.
He run good. Travion Henderson, likewise. They went to his pro day. He was in for a visit. Shedeur Sanders came in for a visit. Jackson Dart came in for a visit. Derek Harmon, despite the new red flags on the shoulder, he was in for a visit. Darius Alexander, I think, would be probably a reach at that point, but depending on how the draft board falls, I could see it. And Matthew Golden might be a pipe dream. But just because there's been some smoke to this picking stuff and because they had him in, I think he is a possibility if he's there 21st overall. One more. Kenneth Grant, they didn't go to his pro day. Mike Tomlin says that nose tackles are a dying animal, but that could be a red herring. That could be a smokescreen. He could be trying to throw us off the scent. So there, gentlemen, are my 8. Am I missing anybody? Like any realistic guys, I guess.
You said Milrow?
He did not say Milrow.
I did not.
I'd add Milrow.
I think you're probably right.
Judkins? Did you say Judkins?
I don't
first
think
first round?
You mean Henderson.
No, Judkins, I think, is the one that's sliding up into the first round right
he
now.
He is.
No, I think it's Henderson who's sliding up. I think Judkins is not.
Okay. Either one. Henderson.
Yeah, he should probably be on there. So now we're at 10. My list is going to hell in a handbasket. Can I say hell in front of Trey twice?
Yes.
Because now I have twice.
What about Ibuka?
Yeah, that is 11. But I have to, you know what? No, I'll stick to my guns. I got to stay with the 8. Because I can't, here's 21 guys, one of them will be him. I got to be right.
So you went with like, they didn't go to his pro day, he didn't visit.
For a first round pick, I factor that in.
Sometimes, yeah. Though, like, you can look at it both ways. It's we love a guy, or we need to learn more. Like, you may already know what you need to know about someone, so you don't need him to come. I was watching something yesterday with Jalen Hurts. He had no clue he was going to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to him one time at the combine. One time. He thought Pittsburgh was going to take him. They didn't. Revisiting history. But, like, just because they didn't go to Kenneth Grant's pro day doesn't mean that he couldn't be there and he couldn't take him.
And in a lot of these instances, they're trying to break ties, too. I mean, you think about all these mid-round running backs they had in. I mean, you're trying to break some ties there, and that could be the same thing for every position. And then there's the whole smokescreen thing that Mike Tomlin has said. So I don't think there'd be a corner or an edge guy that they would be interested in 21st overall. Uh-uh. Maybe one of those two wide receivers. Tet McMillan, he could be falling. People don't think he's super athletic. Doran, you had his 40 time basically pegged right on the nose back when we were at Bowser Chevrolet Studio B. This was like 2 months ago.
4.6.
Yeah, not fast. Not fast. He's not that different.
He's like Mike Evans kind of, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's like Mike Evans is a great comp. I mean, it'd be ideal if he were Mike Evans, but you think he drops to 21?
No, I don't.
ESPN's got him the 13th overall ranked prospect.
Where he was like this top 10 shoo-in.
Right. Yes.
Way back when. And this is your theory, Doran. Like, if you're a guy, and we'll just use Tet McMillan, for so long, oh, he's the guy. Now all of a sudden he's not the guy. Well, maybe he's still the guy.
Right.
Maybe it's analysis or paralysis by analysis. Perhaps we're looking too hard into it. Does he make plays? He takes some plays off, I guess. That's kind of been a knock on him. I watched Arizona this year. Yeah. I'd take some plays off, too.
Yeah, I think that people are probably scared from his 40 time, too.
Yes.
But to me, like, put the film on. If he's getting open like he was, that's fine. Like, that wouldn't scare me that much. The guy plays at a different speed than he runs in shorts.
You know what he did against West Virginia this year? You guys will like this. This is fun.
Over 100.
Oh.
What? 7 catches?
It was like 1. Was it like 180?
It was crazy. And then they kept running the same stuff, and then we fired our defensive coordinator literally the next day. So he had 1,319 yards, which should probably be funny for you guys. Against West Virginia, 10 catches, 202 yards, a long of 49, and a touchdown. And I would say 90% of that, just going back into my mind's eye, was in the fourth quarter. They just couldn't stop. They kept putting a linebacker on him, like they did with John Bostic against, who was it, Keenan Allen back in the day.
Yes.
Didn't work out all that well for the Steelers. Of those 8, who do you guys like the most? I think it was Hampton, right? I was pointing to Doran. And for you, it was
Harmon or Grant.
Yeah. Harmon looks Cam Haywardy. He's long.
So the shoulder thing, I heard you guys talking about it on the way in.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
Don't know.
Could this be somebody leaking it because they want to take him? Right? A little smokescreen,
mm-hmm.
Little plant.
Because if he goes top 15, that's not going to shock me either.
I mean, it could be a plant, but all these, you know.
Never missed a game.
Right.
I mean, you're going to have your medical. Your team is going to have your individual medical on a guy so you can see if there's something wrong or if somebody's trying to leak.
If there
something.
Was a shoulder issue, why didn't it come out immediately after the combine?
Exactly. So maybe he heard it now. Maybe he heard it by working out. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, your concerns about, you know, the hand-to-hand combat and in the trenches and locking out and all those things are valid. The dude played every game for, what, 3 years?
If there's no quarterback, that's my guy. And then I hope to get another defensive lineman.
There's
going to
be a quarterback
later.
There.
Yes.
Like, don't. There's not 4 quarterbacks getting taken in the top 20.
It all depends on how much they like Milroe. Okay, I want to get more into that. If... So we think that there will be a quarterback there. Who and why? That's next.
Ooh.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I have never defended anything harder than me saying, no, quit Sean Junkins. He's not moving up draft boards. And then it flashes up to our immediate right. Mel Kiper has Travion Henderson and Junkins. 3 and 4. Right next to each other on his big board. Not for nothing. Mel Kiper also has Shador Sanders is his QB1.
Yes, he does.
QB1.
I mean, Shador was QB1 in September for everybody. Everybody.
He has him over Cam Ward.
He does.
Yeah.
Cam Ward being compared a lot to Ben Roethlisberger is a shorter Big Ben.
Yeah.
I'm seeing all over the place Shador Sanders compared to Teddy Bridgewater. I think I would rather have Big Ben than Teddy Bridgewater.
Jameis Winston.
I saw that.
You know, you
not
said
as,
that.
Not as strong of an arm, though.
You said that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Not as strong of an arm, though.
And not as turnover prone. Yeah, but Jameis turned it over in college, too.
Yeah, but Jameis had a better college career than Shador.
Oh, of course. Of course. Where'd he, how'd he start against Pitt? Did he throw an incompletion?
It was really good. He also played baseball.
Baseball. Didn't he have just as good as a baseball career?
Yeah, and his jersey's not retired.
What do you 13 mean?
13-12 cumulative record.
We didn't even get to talk
That's
to him
ridiculous.
About that.
Hunter, I get.
Yeah.
He won the Heisman, yeah.
Hey, I'll put this out there. Pitt would be more justified in retiring Kenny Pickett's number in jersey than Colorado would be to retire Shador Sanders. And it ain't even close.
Correct. Trey agrees off
It ain't
Mike.
Even yep. close.
Of course it's not close. He was third in the Heisman Trophy voting and won an ACC championship. You know, Shador had them in Big 12 championship contention, but they didn't win a Big 12 championship. Kenny was also there for 5 years. He was there for two.
QB1, though.
I agree. Geno Smith should have had his jersey retired.
Yeah.
How about that?
QB1, though, I feel like that's Mel's trying to be different.
Maybe.
Is there really that big of a gap from Cam Ward to Shador, though, if you're grading them? If you're
arm talent-wise, yes. Yeah. And mobility. Ward's a better athlete. Shador's not a good athlete.
If you guys were picking at number one, who would you take? For the Steelers.
Cam, oh, number one, for the Steelers?
Yeah.
Travis Hunter.
And we were picking number one.
Because he's just that good of a prospect.
Yeah. I'd take Cam Ward.
I would take Cam Ward. But Hunter would be my number two.
I think Abdul Carter's the best player in the draft.
I think, here's my problem real quick, because we'll get back into the quarterback stuff at the top of the hour. My problem with Hunter is, he's the best corner prospect. You look at all these boards, the best corner prospect and the best wide receiver prospect. Are you going to get a guy that's actually going to be able to do both at this level? Like that they're going to allow to do both?
I think, you know, I've been thinking through this. Like it's going to be very hard for him to do both the way that he wants to. But if you put him in nickel and not like a mainstay at corner, like he's not the number two corner outside of like Denzel Ward or whatever, and he's on the field every play, I think you can get away with that. I mean, the Patriots used to do it with Julian Edelman. They used to put him at nickel corner nickel safety and go cover.
Here's my thing, though. I think he's the best corner in the draft. He's not the best receiver in the draft.
Who's the best receiver?
I'd take McMillan. I'd take Abuka over him.
Wow.
I would.
I love doing that when people give different draft analysis.
They're full-time receivers, man. Like, you don't take a corner number two. And he plays nickel.
Well, today you
no,
might.
No.
He's going to play 70%. You said you wanted Grant. He plays
30%.
I understand that, but you're saying he's a hard time playing both.
Yes. If he's a full-time.
Is he a better corner or a better receiver?
I think he's the same. If he's full-time in both, it doesn't even matter which side. If he's a full-time corner, then play some packages at receiver.
I haven't seen the guy run like an actual route.
That's a knock.
Like he cuts 38 times.
But that's what you're getting. You're getting the athlete, and you're going to use him as an athlete.
Okay, though. It's the NFL. Like there's only been one dude to do that, and he's the guy that coached him. And like Deion is a superior athlete.
Oh, my God.
In every way, shape, and form to maybe anybody in the history of the NFL, including Travis Hunter.
I haven't said this.
And that was 30 years ago. The game's different, man. It's like they weren't throwing the ball back then like they're throwing it now.
I have similar concerns. Like, are you going to get your bang for your buck? Like, I do think he's the best receiver. I do think he's the best corner.
Then you could, but you have options, though, still. Like, it doesn't,
sure.
You don't necessarily have to do the scenario that I laid out.
He needs to land in the right spot.
Right. And you figure that out in OTAs and training camp. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to see where you are the best. Can you do both? Can you do nickel? Can you do slot receiver for some packages? Or are you just a receiver or are you just a corner?
What film rooms he's sitting in, too? You know, like, I think stuff like that you have to think about before the fact. And I just don't know that Cleveland's going to get the best out of them. Here's the thing I hadn't said. I've actually said the opposite on this. I said I'm very excited about the draft. We have 11 hours and 3 minutes. Now I just want to do the show all day.
Same.
I love draft disagreements because people get so passionate about them. And who knows? Who knows? Everyone will grade the draft. We'll probably do that tomorrow. Grade the first overall. Grade the Steelers' 21st pick. And it could be totally different 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 2 years ago, Broderick Jones, A+. Trade up for that guy? What a freak. Been a failure to this point.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know.
You have no idea.
Mm-mm.
But, I mean, who's the fourth best player? I mean, we know who the top three are. Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter. Who's number four?
Genty, I think.
IMO. Yeah.
Yep. That's where I'm leaning to.
Hey. Yeah, but again, here's the thing. Can't catch. I have a big problem with that. If you're going to take that guy in the top 10, you're going to compare him to Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, to a lesser extent, catching the ball, Derrick Henry. But Derrick Henry's 6'3", 240 pounds.
Right.
I mean, Genty's 5'11". Like, you better be able to catch the ball and show me you can catch.
You don't even need to be this great route runner matchup nightmare, but...
Because the other guys, Saquon, I mean, they have tape from college being versatile. I'm not saying he's not a workhorse. But to be a top 10 guy, like, I bet you better be able to play on third down.
Someone makes a, and you know who's a great pass protector, by the way? Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, supposedly.
Those dudes at Ohio State have to do it all.
Stud. Texter, this is a good point on Travis Hunter. One rolled ankle and you lose two potential Pro Bowl starters all in one fell swoop.
Great point.
I mean,
it is a great point.
That being said, think about all the cap space you could save. If he's as good as he can be at both positions, his contract negotiation is going to be fascinating. Fascinating. Le'Veon Bell wanted to get paid as a number one running back and a number two wide receiver. This dude would be a number one wide receiver and a number one corner.
Shohei, in the lesser.
That's right. That's right.
Shohei.